Hangout with Heather is brought to you in partnership with Sorbet Dunkeld and David Gilson Hair, because you all deserve to look your very best.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Hangout with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. I hope your week has gotten off to a fantastic start. This is the first 5-day work week we've had in quite a while, I must say. So I think this is going to be a long week, but I've got loads on the go. And of course, there's loads on the go in and around Joburg as well. And I'm going to share some of the latest news, views and goings on in and around this beautiful city of Josie that we live in. So stay tuned. It's going to be a great show as always. I also have a very exclusive one-on-one interview with Chef Chantal Dartnell from Restaurant Mosaic at the Orient, and I'm going to be sharing a little bit more about her new menu. I chat to her about her inspirations and what's going on, and of course, this is an absolutely fantastic place to take your mom for Mother's Day. So stay tuned for that amazing interview with Chantal Dartnell coming up a little bit later. But first, let us kick off. Miss South Africa has finally revealed their top 12 finalists, as well as a new format for the show, to much excitement. I headed through to the brand new Maslow Hotel that has opened up in the Times Square complex last week, Thursday, where 12 of South Africa's most beautiful and intelligent young ladies were announced as this year's top 12 Miss South Africa finalists, one of whom is going to be crowned Miss South Africa on May 27th in Miss SA's glamorous 60th Diamond Jubilee Anniversary pageant. And it's also got a dramatic and exciting change to its format on the cards. So traditionally, during the finale on pageant night, the top 12 finalists were reduced to 5, then from which a second princess was announced, a first princess, and then ultimately the winner. However, this year, following the cut to the top 5 finalists, the organizers are going to go straight to a top 2 announcement. One of the pair will be named Miss World South Africa, and one will receive the title of Miss Universe South Africa. Both will go on to represent South Africa on the global stage in each representative competition. So, however, there can only be one reigning Miss South Africa, and the two winners will be asked one final question by the judges as the pageant draws to a close, and their answers will determine who is crowned as the official Miss South Africa 2018. So the reason this happened is traditionally the reigning Miss South Africa used to compete in both international competitions, Miss World and Miss Universe. However, if Miss South Africa won on the international stage, as Rolene Strauss did in Miss World 2014, or there's a conflict with dates that overlapped, which is what happened last year with Demi Lee Nell Peters when she took the Miss Universe title and her runner-up, Adia van Heerden, who has now become Miss South Africa. So Suzette van der Merwe, who is from SALSI and on behalf of the Miss South Africa organization, has stated that in 2018, they're adopting the international best practice in terms of their finalist judging in order to ensure that contestants are given a bigger share of the global spotlight and strengthening our pageantry presence internationally, which I think is absolutely, absolutely amazing. So the girls are going to be focusing on representing their respective title, and it also gives us more chance of winning on both platforms, which we have done in a number of, or in the last couple of years, we've taken some really top titles. So let's hold thumbs that our two Miss South Africas that are selected are going to go through and do absolutely amazing things globally. So if you want to see who the top 12 finalists are, and it's an impressive list, might I add, we have got some. We've got a lady who's studying her master's in neuroscience. We have got some doctors or doctors in training. We've got some law students. I mean, this is an intelligent and not to mention beautiful group of young ladies. If you want to go and see who they are, I've listed them all on my blog, heatherhook.com. Just click on the Miss SA Reveals Top 12 Finalists post and go and check them out. If you want to come through to the finale, which is going to be taking place at Times Square in Pretoria on the 27th of May and is going to be hosted by Benang Mateba, make sure that you have got your tickets. They are currently available on Ticket Pros, and they cost between 160 and 560 rand, depending where you're seated. And the website is www.ticketpros.co.za. I'll see you there. I am really looking forward. This is going to be one heck of a show. One heck of a show that you also don't want to miss, which is on the go this week, HostX 2018. I popped through yesterday and I had an absolute blast. As amazing as ever, it is running across, I think, 3 or 4 halls at Gallagher Convention Center, and it is running until today, Tuesday the 8th of May. It is definitely the spot to unearth the power-packed food and hospitality offerings that we have here in South Africa. There are free to attend seminars in the Host Ed Theatre, and you can have a look at what is currently trending and popular in the food, beverage, and hospitality sector. So if you want some more information on what is going on at HostX this year, pop on over to heatherhook.com, or if you want to head through, you can head through to HostX, and the show is open today from 9:30 until 4:30 at Gallagher Convention Center in Midrand. You do need to pre-register. You can head on over to foodandhospitalityafrica.co.za and make sure that you've pre-registered, and when you get there, your badge will be waiting for you and you can go in and check it out. It is absolutely awesome and there is so much to do. Please set aside several hours. I put aside about 2 hours and I don't think I even got halfway through it. So there is so much to do and see, and of course eat and drink. So do make sure that you head on through to HostX today. Exciting news, Caravela Portuguese Festival have announced their stellar lineup for the event that's going to be taking place at Monte Cassino from the 30th of June to the 2nd of July. Make sure those dates are in your diary. You can expect to enjoy the cream of South African, Portuguese, and Madeiran pop, dance, and cultural talent, which are set to rock the stage over 3 days. Of course, there's going to be great food, drink, and general festivities on the go as well. So included in the superstar artists that are going to be performing, chart-topping Freshly Ground, Good Luck, and the phenomenal Mikasa, Dr. Victor, Prime Circle, and Just Ginger, as well as legendary DJs Euphonic, Dino Bravo, Vin Diesel, Vimo, Sasha Martinengo, Paul and Louis Almeida, and Chanda Monkey is going to be on the offering as well. So that's going to be loads of fun. So if you want to check out the Caravela Portuguese Festival, make sure you get your tickets. The dates are the 30th of June to the 2nd of July. The venue is Monte Cassino. Ticket price is 200 Rand. However, if you book a group of 10 tickets or less, it'll be 175 Rand per ticket. And kids under 3 are free. Head on over to facebook.com/Caravela Festival. And find out all your info there and how to book, or of course head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, and click on the Caravela Festival post and find out all your info as well as the list of artists that are going to be performing. It's going to be great fun. Now, if you're looking for something to spoil mom this Mother's Day, my ultimate fave, Toffee Makers Darling Sweet, have launched their very first Mother's Day hamper just in time for this Sunday, May the 13th, when we are all going to be showing some love and appreciation to our mums. I am a bit of a mulva pudding addict, and there is a very, very yummy ready-made mulva pudding mix together with a recipe card and Tani Evita's classic toffee spread to make the sauce, and a very cute, colorful measuring spoon and cup combo, as well as 2 other well-loved Darling Sweet products, a 30-gram toffee coffee bar, and a box of 200-gram fleur de sel, or salt, that all comes in this amazing hamper. So you can make a super yummy mulva pudding for your mom, or she can make it herself if you like. And Darling Sweet Mother's Day hampers can be ordered online from darlingsweet.co.za for only 299 Rand, which includes your shipping. And stocks will be available until they run out, I guess. So head on over to darlingsweet.co.za, or you can check out some pictures there as well on my website, heatherhook.com. Now, another amazing treat for mother, one that is certainly something to be remembered, is a visit to Restaurant Mosaic at the Orient. And Chef Chantal Dartnell is one of the most inspirational ladies I think I've ever had a chance to interview in my 3.5 years of being on air and on radio. She is so phenomenal. She is so talented and she is so humble. And I think that was probably one of the things that I enjoyed about the interview the most. Was just finding out more about her and all the awards that she's won internationally and locally. So have a little listen as I chat to Chantal Dartnell and find out a little bit more about her new menu as well.
Chantal, welcome. Thank you for joining us on Hangout with Heather.
Thank you very much. It's such a pleasure.
Firstly, congrats on Chef of the Year. Amazing accolade. And I just wanted to say well done, and also just find out from you, how has it changed you or the way that you do things?
I have to say, one thing that was always very important for me is that we we don't really go out to be chasing awards. Mm. So if we do receive those accolades, of course it's fantastic and it makes you feel incredible. But I find that you need to stay humble and grounded, you know, because it's been a long journey and all of those chefs go through those challenges and through the journey. So it's an incredibly gratifying, but I think more of a humbling experience because you realize sort of the weight of it all, the importance of it, and also the importance of your role as a chef, because now more and more people are coming to see what you're creating, and we need to ensure that each and every one of those sort of experiences are entirely magical.
And do you feel that it's put like more pressure on you to perform, or?
I think so, because obviously people are coming to the restaurant now, or more people are coming to the restaurant trying to see why we received the award, you know, other than just coming to relax and, you know, enjoy a nice
and see what all the hype's about.
Exactly. So you have people just come and say, okay, now I've been to Mosaic. I've seen the Chef of the Year. And so it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
But because our aim is...
No, don't worry. It's fine. Don't worry. We'll just carry on.
So because the aim is to always stay on our toes, to always be better tomorrow than we were today, so always to improve on each and every one of the experiences, I don't think it's sort of affected what we do at Mosaic or, you know, our performance, because that's always
been amazing. Okay, so where did you get the inspiration from for the Orient and Mosaic, all this beautiful decor? I mean, this is an experience. This is not just coming to a restaurant. You're actually coming here to have an experience. How did this all manifest?
Well, this has actually been an incredibly long journey because, as you know, I grew up here in Elandsfontein on the farm. And after working in London a bit, I came back and just really, truly appreciated magnificence of the Franklin Conservancy. The peace, the quiet, looking out the window, seeing green around you, whereas in London, it was just, there wasn't even a window in the kitchen. So I said, when we open the restaurant, it has to be in nature. I don't want to go into town. I don't want to be surrounded by the hustle and bustle. We need to bring people out to nature and have them experience this calm. So we started working on the concept and then thought, well, we're a little bit out of town. So maybe we need to do a restaurant with rooms, so a bit of a destination restaurant like you found in a lot of the European villages. And that is how the Orient came about. So the house that was here was a very cubistic modern Greek style house. And we wanted then to create something that would blend into nature. So the Moorish architecture was sort of something that Quirbus played with and thought, well, this could work beautifully.
Yeah.
And my mum has always been fascinated by Morocco and the romance, because they went to Morocco, spent some time in La Borgonia, one of the most beautiful hotels there. And she just said, one day I want my own little
Moroccan village. With her Moroccan dreams.
Well, this is Quirbus making all the dreams come true. And I then said, well, do you know what? I've always lost my heart in the Parisian Belle Époque. And now he was confronted with these two sort of opposing ideas of the Parisian style and the Moorish style, and how are we going to get that together? And that is how the Orient came about, because doing a little bit of research, going into history, seeing, you know, what the Orient consisted of, and there was elements of Europe all contained in this sort of opulent style of living. And that was also where the Art Nouveau had its origins, was from the Moorish architecture and designs. So from that point of view, it just all worked. And we then said, well, why not call the restaurant Mosaic? Because once again, you link up with the Oriental influences. And
all the decor, you guys went searching for it?
This has been, as I said, a long, long journey. So we've been collecting pieces, having it in storerooms, frequenting auctions. This is something that we do as a family together, because we all enjoy art. We all enjoy, you know, beautiful vases. And working together in putting all of these nuances, something which is very personal to us, together in the restaurant, because you don't want it to be this sort of static environment. We want people to feel like they're entering into our home and, you know, it's cozy, and they sort of see a bit of our personalities coming through.
Amazing. Love it. And last but not least, tell us a bit about what one can expect when coming to dine at Restaurant Mosaic, presuming that most people haven't. So if they arrived here, what could they expect from you, from your staff, from the experience?
I think you're going to go away with finding a little bit of nature. So you're going to have that reconnection with Mother Nature. So be in tune with the season, firstly, because we are now presenting the Samsonara menu. And Samsonara, for me, not just referring to the cycle of life, which is samsara, but an evolution. So our menus have got specific titles. The previous one, we had tabula rasa, so the clean slate. Then we had the cosmorganic, so from the clean slate going into...
that was the one I had. That was amazing.
The rebirth, you know, where does everything come from? And now we're focusing on that cycle. So it's something, I think it's unique. And I think, but it's opulent. You're going to go through little taste journeys. And the other day I had a wonderful compliment where one of the guests said, it's like going to the opera. You know, it starts out cool and calm. Then by the main course, you have this crescendo. And then it slowly runs into this perfect harmonious end. And I just thought, wow.
That's a nice analogy.
It's beautiful. And then I thought, well, it is. Because you walk in, you have a little canapé and a glass of champagne. And already you start to relax. And start forgetting about the hustle
and
the bustle.
And it's so beautiful
outside.
Here as well. I mean, you would relax immediately.
It's really luring you closer to the beauty and the essence of Mother Nature.
And amazing wines. You have a fantastic wine cellar.
Indeed. So playing with the wines for the menu was a lot of fun. Because with a new sommelier team, there was lots of new inputs, so lots of different ideas, different palettes. And I think you are now really finding an incredible variety of gems from the cellar. A lot of the older wines, which are now their optimal drinking. So we've got some of the Niederburg auction wines, but from, you know, early 2000s, which I think is only coming into their own right at the present moment. And in autumn and winter time, you can go for something a little bit more heartier and opulent. So I think it's going to be a phenomenal journey.
So great catching up with Chef Chantal Dartnell, and I'm looking forward to heading back to Restaurant Mosaic at the Orient very, very soon. Her food is out of this world. So if you would like to book a table or you want to find out more, you can give them a call on 012-371-2902, or you can visit their restaurant, restaurantmosaic.com, and find out more about what's on the go at the Orient. It is absolutely beautiful and well worth the drive, might I add. Now, winter's kind of here. Let's admit it to ourselves. I've got the heater on in the evenings, and I know that winter's going to be here in full blast pretty soon. And I also think it's going to be quite a chilly one this year, judging by how cold it's getting in the evenings. And if you, like me, suffer with terrible dry hair and frizzy hair in winter, which I do, then you will want to check out the latest winter hair care tips and tricks that I got from my friend Francois Lowe. Now, Francois is passionate about the beauty industry, and he helps people every day to enhance their image and their confidence. He's also a regular guest consultant on SABC 1, SABC 3, ETV and Vuzu, and he appears regularly on the SABC Afrikaans radio station RSG, Jacaranda, Power FM and SAFM. He has got a natural flair for beauty, and he just connects with audiences and people, and his way that he goes about offering guidelines on how to improve women's looks and accentuating their assets is valuable information indeed. So of course I caught up with Francois to find out more about how I can look after my hair in winter, as it and my skin tend to get very dry in the chilly winters up here in Joburg. So if you want to find out more, head on over to heatherhook.com, click on the winter hair care tips and tricks with Francois Lowe, and find out. It's just little things about using rich conditioning treatments with oil extracts, you know, how to tame flyaway hair, how often to wash your hair, and what you can do to revitalize shine and condition. But I am certainly adding these tips to my secret weaponry of things that I'm going to be doing this winter to help keep my locks looking gorgeous and lush. So do head on over to heatherhook.com and check that out. Congratulations to local boy, Jan Hendrik van der Westhuizen, who is doing amazing things overseas. And following the success of Jan, his debut television show, which aired on DSTV channel 147 last year, Michelin star chef Jan Hendrik van der Westhuizen is launching a luxury publication called Jan the Journal, which is coming out tomorrow. So like his best-selling recipe books, the Journal, which is going to be a biannual publication, will literally be a visual feast. part coffee table book, part luxury lifestyle magazine, and part travelogue. With more than 250 pages, the journal promises to take you on an Epicurean voyage of discovery, exploring the big wide world of what we eat and where it comes from, with a special focus on South African ingredients and recipes. Yay! I am so, so, so excited. There's over 50 recipes in this epic volume, and I just love Jan Hendrik and how he is flying the South African flag overseas in France with his Michelin star restaurant. So yay, Jan, so, so, so proud of you. If you want to find out more, Jan, the journal will be available at Woolworths stores nationwide from tomorrow, May 9th. And it will also be available online at janhendrik.com. So you can head on over to janhendrik.com and find out more info. Or if you want to have a little bit, find out a bit more info, head on over to heatherhook.com, my blog, and check it all out. Now, as you know, I love local talent. I love supporting local talent, especially youth talent. And I'm very excited that one of my favorite youth dance and entertainment platforms, Born to Perform, are going to be hosting a golf day fundraiser to get some funds together for their local talent. So Born to Perform continue providing mentorship, showcasing and training young artists for a career in the arts. Born to Perform, in association with the Young South African Performers Association, are going to be holding a fun golf day as a fundraiser taking place on Thursday the 17th of May at Danfern Golf Club, and the tee-off times are going to start at 11. So if you want to book a four ball and join them for a fun day out while supporting a great organization, you need to give Charmaine a call on 082-308-8998, or you can drop her an email, jemime.ellis@gmail.com. And all monies raised will ensure that the Born to Perform Gala concert in September will be even bigger than the previous shows. I love heading through every year to watch the talented youth of South Africa perform their hearts out. So Born to Perform 2018 is set to take place at the Lyric Theatre, Goldreef City, on Saturday the 15th of September at 7:30, and on Sunday the 16th of September at 11:30. And I'm going to be sharing some more about that exciting show in the next couple of weeks or the next month or so. So do stay tuned for that. That's going to be absolutely fantastic. If you want to find out more, Born to Perform host golf day fundraiser for local talent is up on my blog now. Go check it out. Another great cause which has me very excited is the Owl Rescue Center, which is a registered non-profit rehabilitation facility concerned with the well-being of all owl species in Southern Africa, have come up with an absolutely genius use for recycled plastic that benefits the birds as well as raises funds for their much-needed cause. So the founders, Brendan and Danelle Murray, recently decided that moving forward, all owl house rescue center conservation products, including owl houses, bat houses, and beehives, will be manufactured from recycled plastic instead of wood. I think this is absolutely fantastic. Their project is going to be extended to an ocean cleanup mission, and they have plans to get a seagoing vessel on the agenda as well. And they aim to recycle 600 tons of plastic per year, making this a feasible environmental project. And I personally think it's absolutely amazing. So how can you and I help? As you know, I'm quite big into my recycling. And the Murrays have started a scheme where you can purchase a large plastic recycling bag for 199 Rand, which is delivered to your door for free. And when the bag is full, you send a WhatsApp and they will come and collect it for free and give you a replacement bag. So, I mean, plastic waste does quite a lot of damage in the oceans and seas, and not to mention, you know, in and around on our continent. And there's about 8.8 million metric tons of plastic waste that are dumped in oceans every single year. That is absolutely shocking. And I am fully in support of recycling. And of course, these ocean cleanup projects, which are on the go. And I think this is absolutely great. So if you want to get involved, you want to purchase an Owl Rescue Center recycling bag at 199 Rand each, you can drop them an email, info@owlrescuecenter.org.za, or head on over to their website, owlrescuecenter.org.za, and then click on their projects tab and see how you can get involved. It's an absolutely huge bag. And I think this is an absolutely amazing initiative. I'm certainly going to be getting myself one of those as well. Last but not least, you know I love to give things away on the show. So if you would like to win, I have got 5 sets of double tickets valued at 460 Rand per set to give away to 5 lucky listeners to the event of the year, the Whiskey Live Celebration, which is taking place 17th through 19 May in Menlyn Park Shopping Center on the Level 5 Parkade, which is going to be transformed into a whiskey haven. So whether you're a novice, whether you're a connoisseur, there are going to be a huge range of whiskeys to suit every palate, be it a Scottish single malt or a blend, American or Irish whiskey, Speyside, or even some local and proudly South African whiskies are going to be on show as well. There's a lot to do whether you're a beginner or a well-seasoned enthusiast, and each ticket includes a whiskey tasting glass, 16 tasting vouchers, and a bottle of Consul still water. And I mean, I remember last year I didn't even get through half my vouchers and I had to call it a day. So 1 to 4 vouchers are exchanged for a tasting, and vouchers are based on the retail value of the whiskey, and more vouchers are of course available for purchase. Doors open at 6 and the celebration ends at 10 p.m. Tickets can be purchased online at Ticket Pro or at the door. And if you want to find out more, head on over to whiskeylive.co.za. But now, if you want to enter my competition, you need to head on over to heatherhook.com. You need to click on the competitions tab. You need to click on the winter tickets to Whiskey Live Pretoria on the 17th of May. And you need to comment below the post and let me know which whiskey you are most looking forward to tasting at the event. Competition closes Tuesday, 15th of May, and winners will be contacted via email. Please note that the show tickets are for Thursday, the 17th of May show only. They are not transferable, and winners need to be 18 years and older, please, because it is an alcoholic event. So if you want to win tickets to Whiskey Live, that's what you need to do. If you want to win tickets to the Whitney show, which is, I spoke about it last week, it is possibly going to be the most amazing show to hit the Theatre of Marcellus at Empress Palace this year. They are going to be doing a 3-week run of the Whitney Houston show from the 21st of June to the 8th of July. And I have got 5 sets of double tickets valued at 500 Rand per set to give away. Our very own Belinda Davids is going to be jetting home to perform for our local audiences here in Joburg. And she's going to be backed by a 7-piece live band, dancers, and stunning theatrical effects. And I have to say, I mean, I've watched some videos of Belinda Davids performing. She literally sounds and looks just like Whitney Houston. This is set to be the show of the year. So if you want to win a set of tickets valued at 500 Rand per set for the opening evening on the 21st of June, make sure to fill in all your details below the post on my website, so heatherhook.com. Again, competitions tab, click on the win to the Whitney show, and you need to comment below the post and let me know what your favorite Whitney Houston song is. The competition closes on the 30th of May, and winners will be contacted by email. So that is it for me for this week. It has been a bumper show, and it's been great fun as always. I really love doing this and chatting with my listeners every single week. I'll be back again next week with more news and views and things that are on the go in and around Joburg. Again, my website, in case you missed it, heatherhook.com, and please do get engaged with me on social media. I love my Twitter. I love my Instagram. I'm on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I'm on Facebook as well, facebook.com/HeatherLHook. And I am on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. I will be back with you super soon. Have an absolutely fantastic day, and I will chat to you soon. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.